From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The migrant crisis deepens. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling on European nations to do more to share the burden of caring for the thousands of migrants streaming onto the continent. European Council President Donald Tusk says the need is great.
We have to alleviate the unbearable human suffering and tragedies that have become almost daily news stories in Europe now.
But Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and Poland are blocking a plan for European Union member states to accept specific numbers of refugees. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has described as a stab in the back a violent demonstration against legislation granting more autonomy to pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine.
Це була антиукраїнська акція.
In a televised address Monday evening, Mr. Poroshenko said the protest outside the parliament in Kiev earlier in the day was, in his words, an anti-Ukrainian action. South Sudan's government and rebels have accused each other of breaking the ceasefire that was to go into effect. Marta Vondervolf takes a look.
At a news conference in Addis Ababa on Monday, former vice president turned rebel leader Riek Machar accused government troops of not honoring the peace deal.
Up to this morning, they have been fighting in unity. They have troops that they don't control, who are burning villages, killing civil population, and all that.
But South Sudan Army spokesman Colonel Philip Aguirre says forces loyal to Machar have attacked forces loyal to President Kiir with the intention of gaining more territory. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
Thai authorities investigating this month's Bangkok bomb attack have announced finding more bomb-making materials in a raid on an apartment in the capital. This is VOA News.